More expansion talk as we open up another edition of the Jacob Bunch Show. Welcome. It all started Thursday afternoon as Colorado decided to leave the Big 12 and go to the Pac-10. Yes, Thursday afternoon, Colorado made its move from the Big 12 to the Pac-10. The Pacific 10 Conference announced that the University of Colorado at Boulder had accepted an invitation to join the conference as its 11th member. Now, that leaves the Big 12 with 11 teams and gives the Pac-10 11 teams. Friday afternoon, Boise State went from the WAC to the Mountain West. That was a move that a lot of people thought would happen, but a couple either early in the week, early this week, or at the end of last week, it was reported that Monday it was reported that Boise State would not join the Mountain West, or had declined an offer to join the Mountain West. Well, Friday it came out that Boise State will in fact join the Mountain West Conference. Late Friday afternoon, possibly the biggest of all the moves was made as Nebraska went from the Big 12 North to the Big 10, giving the Big 10 the coveted 12 teams, the minimum number of teams needed to have a conference championship game, and leaving the Big 12 now with 10 teams. So basically over the last few days, the Big 12 has been raided. The Big 10 has gained. The Pac-10 has gained. At this hour, a lot of sources and reports are out right now saying Texas, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State will all make a move to the Pac-10 next week, probably on Tuesday. That is being widely reported right now. The question is, where does that leave Texas A&M? They are a very important key to this whole puzzle right now. Why? Because Texas A&M has been rumored to possibly be entertaining a move to the SEC, which would be a huge move and would shake up things quite a bit. Now, don't forget, Texas A&M was invited, was part of the package of teams invited to the Pac-10. Texas, Colorado, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State were the six teams invited to the Pac-10, the initial invitation at the beginning of the week. Well, Texas A&M could be looking seriously at coming to the SEC. What is going on in the state of Texas right now, we really don't know. What we do know, however, is Colorado and Nebraska have both left the Big 12 North and are now members of different conferences, Colorado the Pac-10 and Nebraska the Big 10. Now, where does this leave Missouri? Where does this leave Kansas and the rest of the Big 12 schools that are not rumored to be taken by these conferences? Well, a lot of people think Kansas State and possibly Kansas are both going to be picked up by the Mountain West. The same is true for Baylor and Missouri if Missouri is not picked up by the Big 10. The Big 10, it had been a long-standing rumor that the Big 10 was going to go after Missouri. But as of yesterday, it seems that the Big 10 is indicating it's not as interested in Missouri as it once was. Well, the question is the Big 10 going to go after anyone else? They have 12 teams now. They can have a conference championship game. It seems that they just cannot get Notre Dame, no matter how hard they try. So are they going to go after anyone else? Are they going to go after a Rutgers or a Missouri or anyone else at all? That's the question at this hour. One thing is for certain, though, the Big 12 is about to see its grand finale with these teams getting taken. If the Pac-10 takes Texas and Texas Tech, along with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, and possibly Texas A&M, and possibly Kansas, then the Big 12's days are in fact over. So the Big 12 is done. The Pac-10 looks like it's going to be in good position after it gains the teams it's looking to gain, if in fact it does. The Big Ten looks like it's going to be in good position with the addition of Nebraska and the possible addition of a Rutgers, Missouri, and maybe another team, possibly even Notre Dame. So where does this leave the SEC? Well, as I said a minute ago, Texas A&M has been rumored to be entertaining a move to the Southeastern Conference. But the SEC would need three more teams, because if a conference expands, it is going to expand to 16 teams. The Pac-10, by adding or desiring to add as many teams as it does and trying to get to that number of 16, is really setting the tone that the new number in collegiate athletic conferences at the major level is going to be 16. And let me just lay it on the line here. This is what is basically the goal of the conference administrators, some presidents, and a lot of people out there. Basically, the overall plan here, from my perspective, is to create four conferences of 16 teams, four super conferences, and have that be a league just its own. No Mountain West, WAC, Conference USA, Sun Belt, that would all be in a separate league. We're talking about Pac-10, SEC, Big Ten, and a combination, I suppose, of the ACC and Big East. That's basically what we're looking at here. So many people have wanted for so long to get a playoff in college football, and I think this is an attempt by some to bring that to fruition in a different way. And if you think about it, in a sense, it would. It would work perfectly. But that is basically the goal of these conference administrators and the presidents and a lot of people out there driving this, is to bring each of these four conferences to a 16-team level and have there be four super conferences, and that be the basically the big league of college athletics. And it seems like it would work out great for football. Not so sure how it would work out for the other sports, especially basketball, considering basketball is so heavily dependent on basketball, a big part of basketball is the success of the mid-major schools. Those teams always seem to have a big role in the tournament each year, and in basketball as a whole. Basketball is so much of a different game than football. But I really think that is what these conference administrators, along with other people, other powerful people, are pushing for all around this country. The question is it a good idea? Is it a good idea to try to do away with the conference and really the many regional conferences that we have and make four super conferences that kind of dominate the landscape? There would be each team would of course have seven other members in its division, and each team would play the seven other members in its division every year. It would also play three from the other side of the conference, the other division in whatever conference the team is in, and two out-of-conference games. I think it's a scenario that could really work. I think it is interesting to a lot of people, and I think it would be certainly interesting to see the game come to a system like this. Would it be positive? Would it be beneficial? That would certainly remain to be seen. But it would certainly shake things up, and so many have lobbied for a playoff for so long, it would probably appease them. But where the SEC is at this hour, we don't know. We just know that a lot of people are reporting, a lot of entities are reporting, that Texas A&M is very close to becoming a member of the SEC. Texas Oklahoma State, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech are headed to the Pac-10. We know that Nebraska is now a member of the Big Ten. We know that Colorado is now a member of the Pac-10. We know that Boise State has now become a member of the Mountain West. Much, much more to come, though. This thing is only going to get more interesting as time goes on. So that's where we are at this hour. We will update you if more news breaks. Be sure and tune in next week, because we're going to have expert opinion, of course, on the expansion issue, and we're going to have a very special guest next week that you do not want to miss. He is going to have a good perspective on this expansion issue. Just stay tuned, because it's going to be a fun summer.